coach. We talked this morning. It's been a tough three-week stretch for you. How excited are you in this moment, and how happy are you for your team?
Oh, my gosh. Very excited. It's one of those things that I preached to them at the beginning of the season, that you just never know what's going to happen. And I think the 2 weeks, as sucky as they were, I kind of feel like they might have been a blessing in disguise, because the girls really got a taste of how quickly the season could end, especially our seniors. They put in a lot of work. They put in a lot of time. You can tell every game that they really want it. So for the fact that we were able to come off the two seasons and play like we just did, it was pretty nice.
I'm sure being on your home floor and having the backing of the home crowd helped a little bit tonight, but you guys were the team with more energy. Coach was really impressed with what he saw. So what do you think the difference was for your young ladies tonight?
It's a mentality. And I told them, even just now in the locker room, the mentality that they have going into this game, the Sydney game, I knew from the very start during our warm-up that it was going to be a different game. It's a mentality going into it that, I don't know, and maybe honestly it was the 2 weeks of taking it for granted, and they knew what they were fighting for. But yeah, tonight was just a fun night.
You know, Emma Foote's had so many injuries in her high school athletic career, regardless of sport. Really just hoping for a healthy, and if she's healthy, it's going to be productive. And she was really excellent tonight. Coach said she's not super tall. She's not the best jumper, maybe not the quickest player, but she's just a gamer, a tough athlete, and she was great tonight.
Oh, my gosh. And I even pointed that out. I said Emma probably was the most consistent that she has been all season. And but then again, it was a mindset coming into this game. You could tell that she really was motivated. I saw that motivation during the summer, and then there was kind of a shift that just other players getting involved and some players just stepping up. So she kind of stepped back a little bit. But tonight, I think that she really rose to the occasion. And, yeah, she was definitely our go-to.
Coach Shadwinkle, anything for you from you for Coach Forrell after what you saw tonight?
Well, I just told Chris, Leslie, I think it's a real credit to you and your hard work, your dedication of trying to bring the program back.
Thank you.
A couple of weeks ago, the last time I saw you guys play, I had the pleasure to sit at home and relax and watch you play Shadron. Blakely's doing a fantastic job up there. Great tradition going, all that sort of thing. But I saw a different Scottsbluff team a couple of weeks ago. The culture was different. The mentality was different. I think if you can continue to get these kids to believe, you've lost some sets that I followed you, 25-21, 25-22. These matches like this, that Sydney match, if those kids, how I built my tradition, if you can get those kids to say, hey, and build on that in practice and carry it over into matches so that we know we can win now, you've got something here.
Yeah,
it's you're the exciting little midgets out there, but I was very impressed with how you guys block. You guys got quite a few touches, and I think in the third set as you're coming back, I think your touches at time kind of affected gearing to where they started tipping and weren't swinging as hard. And when you get in the hitter's head like that, you know from the outstanding player that you were, that you can start to play some mental games with kids, and then you get that advantage. But
right.
You're doing an awesome job. I like the kids.
Thank you.
I think gearing's got a good ball club. I was telling Chris right now, if I had to put a $100 bet down on who was going to be your conference champion, I couldn't do it.
No,
because
there's a lot of tough teams that have, yeah.
And it sounds like Sydney's coming back. They must have figured out. You must have helped them figure that out, because they've been on a steamroll since then. The only team I haven't got to really see is Mitchell, and it looks like they've, with
right.
their new coach, are getting some stuff going. So your conference tournament ought to be a heyday for some people.
Oh, my goodness. So. I know it. Yeah, it's pretty much just going to be who comes down ready to play.
Exactly.
And now you got to get your girls over the mental high of this rivalry win. One more day in the gym, and then a road trip up to Shadron, where it's always tough.
Yes. Yeah, playing at Shadron, I played there. I loved it. But, yeah, going and traveling there, it's just different. And I told the girls tonight, yeah, celebrate this tonight, but tomorrow we're turning the page, because we've got bigger and better things in our foresight.